Good evening. The show begins tonight, a conversation with my good friend Mary Kissel about the duties of the State Department, waiting for diplomats to exchange notes in which the notes do not commit them to anything particular. We're thinking of the exchange of notes, memorandum, documents, pages between Tehran and Washington, looking to end the conflict that has brought the whole world to the edge of what is called tipping point, when there's not enough fuel, energy, and product to go around, and we start making decisions, lifeboat decisions, about who runs and who doesn't, who works and who doesn't. Those decisions, I learned from Michael Berenson, are already underway. You can anticipate where you're going to run out of certain conditions. For example, the airlines have canceled 1 or 2 million seats already. I don't know. I heard this statistic earlier in the week. Planning ahead. The plan isn't useful first time you meet the enemy and et cetera, but planning is everything. A conversation also about past matters that John Yoo has helped me understand. For example, the president can, on his own say-so, leave NATO. Doesn't need the permission of the Senate. Even though it's a treaty, exit. And NATO has acted very poorly in these last days. I understand they don't want to join in the fight. They're not that impressive anyway, considering the U.S. Navy's power in the Gulf. But to refuse landing rights to an aircraft after years of having that airfield there as a guarantor of your safety because of NATO? Odd. Very odd. Everything's strange about this. The Trump administration, led by the president, are unusual in the way they approach other countries. And it'll be sorted out over the course of essays over the next 50 or 60 years. Fun to anticipate what those will read like. What they'll call this, the great disruption, the great change of heart, turn in the road. I don't know. They'll come up with a metaphor that's attractive. Also a conversation tonight, it's some concern about Japan. Scott Harrell from the RAND Corporation joined. He's a specialist in Japan and all of East Asia. The new Prime Minister Takeuchi Sanai is doing very well at home and abroad. Her embassy to Hanoi and then on to Canberra, sending Kozumi, her defense minister, to Jakarta and Manila, knitting together relationships that are clearly eye on the mainland of China and the aggression of the PRC these last years. Bob Zimmerman joined, and we caught up on space news, space engineering news. SpaceX is doing very well, thank you very much. Blue Origin is delaying its test of its moon lander, and SpaceX probably will as well. And Bob reasons that the Artemis 3 launch, the one that was supposed to circle the Earth, is likely to be delayed till the end of 27, slipping into 28. And the schedule of launching to land on the moon in 28 seems unusually creatively aggressive. At this point, I learned from Bob. Other matters to do with space, Bob brings us up to date on the sunspot report. Nothing too unusual there, following a regular path of not being regular. I joked with Bob that every time he tells me about the sun, I feel that I know less at the end of the conversation than I did at the beginning. Bob says it's that way for everybody. Nobody understands the sun. We just take measures of what it's doing. Sunspots are a way to talk about whatever it means and how it affects the Earth. It does, but how? We can guess, but we can't prove it, I think. Also a conversation during the day about other matters that are pressing. For example, there's always the keen eye on Ukraine, the strange reports of Putin, paranoid, living in bunkers, having his office reproduced in secure locations so it can appear that he's worked at the Kremlin. It's odd. It's all very odd. But fighting simultaneous 4 or 5 wars at once is not my experience. Feels like the 1930s, feels like the 19th century. The weapons are bigger, but the people make the same mistakes. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you for listening. Good night.